With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. 6 months since Hamas's unprovoked attack in Israel, and the group is not budging on any of the conditions it had previously presented in negotiations for a truce deal in Gaza. Qatar's prime minister said talks remain deadlocked but would continue. Meanwhile, the wait for families of those still held captive by the terror group is just mind-numbing.
Families of the hostage victims gathered for a news conference in New York with elected representatives to voice their frustration with the lack of progress in releasing their loved ones from captivity. Jonathan Dekelhen is the father of American hostage Sagi Dekelhen.
Hostages have to come home. And by hostages coming home, the suffering of 1.5 million Gazans can end as well.
As for what gives the loved ones of the hostages hope?
A belief that one day we can get our loved ones home and the bodies of those who have already been killed by Hamas.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden wrote to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar calling on them to press Hamas for a hostage deal with Israel. The letter has come a day after Mr. Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to redouble efforts to reach a ceasefire in that six-month-old war. Also, at SRNnews.com, the president got a firsthand look Friday at the efforts to clear away the hulking remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Cranes, ships, and diving crews are working to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. The federal government's provided quick-release funds to start recovery, but the White House is calling on Congress to approve all that will be needed.
As we've done in other parts of the country in similar circumstances, and I stand here, I call on Congress to authorize this effort as soon as possible.
And some lawmakers are questioning that request. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in India.
Attacks on believers are increasing. A new report from the Evangelical Fellowship of India records over 600 incidents of violence against Christians in 2023, up from about 400 the year before. The fellowship fears things will only get worse in 2024, with nationwide elections looming. Hindu radical parties and politicians usually ramp up their anti-Christian rhetoric in election years, which often leads to more attacks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho, the latest state to try and curb the transgender agenda. Lawmakers there passing measures that prevent public employees from being required to use someone's preferred pronouns, and that define gender as being synonymous with sex. The state has also approved legislation that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for sex change operations. Another law allows citizens to challenge pornographic books in public libraries. SRN News. An agreement reached between doctors and the British government over pay.
The British Medical Association and the Hospital Consultants and Specialists Association, which represent the doctors, say 83% of those casting a vote backed the offer. The pay increase will see some consultants at the lower end of the scale get a nearly 20% boost for the last financial year. Doctors at the early stages of their careers, who form the backbone of hospital and clinical care as they train up to be specialists in a particular field, remain in dispute with the government. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Efforts to ban TikTok from government devices have picked up steam in the past year in state legislatures and Congress, even as politicians continue to use the platform to connect and expand their base. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's a prolific poster. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.